Hey guys, this is Rain for Res Life. Listen carefully to this passage from 1 Samuel 8. Quote, "Then all the leaders of Israel met together, went to Samuel in Ramah and said to him, 'Look, you're getting old and your sons don't follow your example. So then appoint a king to rule over us so that we will have a king as other countries have.' Samuel told the people who were asking him for a king everything that the Lord had said to him. 'This is how your king will treat you,' Samuel explained. 'He will make soldiers of your sons. Your sons will have to plow his fields, harvest his crops, and make his weapons and equipment for his chariots. Your daughters will have to make perfumes for him and work as his cooks and his bakers. He will take your servants and your best cattle and donkeys and make them work for him. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourself will become his slaves. When that time comes, you will complain bitterly because of your king, whom you yourselves chose. But the Lord will not listen to your complaints.' But the people paid no attention to Samuel and said, 'No, we want a king, so that we will be like other nations, with our own king to rule us and lead us out to war and to fight our battles.' Samuel listened to everything they said and then went and told it to the Lord. The Lord answered, 'Do what they want and give them a king.'" End quote. Did you notice all the hardships that would come to Israel through their decision? And trust me, it happened just like Samuel and the Lord said. They experienced a lot of pain because they decided they wanted to be like the rest of the nations and have a human king. They rejected the Lord and all his power, wisdom, and goodness for a king who, like all men, would be selfish, foolish, and sinful. Think about what choices you are making that lead away from God and his love toward the corruptness of our sinful world. They will not be fulfilling, but God will always be.